From the desk of Joshua Jones, this is your daily Quant Hub briefing. In AI and technology, Apple's push to make the Mac a local, always-on home for AI agents signals a shift from cloud-only AI toward private, persistent desktop automation. Companies should reassess which workflows need local execution for privacy, latency, and cost reasons, and begin testing agent supervision models before employees improvise their own stacks. The spread of school district AI partnerships and grant-backed pilots shows AI literacy moving from experimental enrichment into institutional operating infrastructure. Business schools should treat AI fluency as a baseline management competency, integrating tool use, governance, and judgment into core curricula, rather than confining it to elective technology courses. OpenEyes reported, $1 billion annualized advertising run rate for ChatGPT suggests frontier AI platforms are becoming mass consumer attention businesses, not just enterprise software vendors. That changes procurement risk. Executives should expect new monetization incentives, data use questions, and brand safety considerations as AI assistants become distribution channels. California's youth. AI safety bill support points to a maturing regulatory bargain, broader AI access paired with age-appropriate safeguards. Academic leaders should prepare students for a market where product design, compliance, and trust architecture are inseparable, especially in consumer AI, edtech, health, finance, and workplace learning systems. Tencent's HY4 release, with a large mixture of experts' design and long context window, reinforces that high-capability open-weight models are becoming strategically important outside the US Frontier Lab ecosystem. Enterprises should revisit build versus buy assumptions, model portability, China exposure, and whether long-horizon workflows can be served by lower-cost or locally controlled alternatives. The continuing focus on AI infrastructure funding, from agent infrastructure startups to modal labs and GPU data center buildouts, shows the bottleneck is shifting from model access to reliable execution environments. Schools training future managers should emphasize AI operations, compute economics, vendor concentration, latency, security, and the practical mechanics of deploying agents at scale. Workforce commentary increasingly points away from simple job replacement and toward a premium on judgment, interpersonal skill, and apprenticeship pathways that AI cannot easily automate. Leaders should resist using efficiency gains solely to eliminate junior roles, because the operating risk is a thinner leadership pipeline, weaker tacit knowledge transfer, and lower organizational resilience. In operator briefs, one operator-focused source frames Apple's local AI Mac strategy as an ownership bet, not a direct challenge to frontier compute. The operating signal is that durable agent work may split between cloud-scale training and private desktop inference, forcing companies to decide which workflows deserve local control, tighter data boundaries, and lower recurring vendor exposure. Agent deployment failures are increasingly a management design problem. Teams ask for motion, then act surprised when agents optimize activity instead of business completion. Courses on operations, product management, and analytics should teach passing conditions tied to revenue, customer resolution, code maintainability, risk reduction, and decision quality, rather than proxy metrics that merely look measurable. NVIDIA's reported $96.2 billion quarter triple-digit growth and very high margins show extraordinary AI infrastructure demand, but creator analysis flags circular financing as the bubble risk. Leadership teams should separate real customer pull from ecosystem-funded demand before locking in capacity plans, vendor commitments, or equity narratives that assume the build-out compounds indefinitely. The most useful agent platform lesson is organizational, not technical. Internal agents need controlled tools, examples of excellent work, permissions, monitoring, and reusable feedback loops inside systems such as code, support, project, and communication workflows. Management education should treat agent operations as a new form of process design, auditability, and institutional knowledge management. OpenAI's first custom inference chip, Disclosure, is being read as the start of a broader cost curve shift, with training still concentrated around NVIDIA, but inference diversifying across custom silicon and cloud partnerships. Procurement should model AI unit economics by workload, because the winning architecture for experimentation may not be the cheapest architecture at production scale. Operator commentary on eval chasing highlights a governance risk that future leaders need to understand before they automate core work. Sales agents optimizing sent emails, support agents optimizing closed tickets, or coding agents optimizing test passage can degrade the enterprise while improving dashboards, making incentive design and human review central AI fluency skills. In geopolitics, one geopolitical analyst argues that US force redeployment in the Middle East reflects a harsher reality after Iran demonstrated limited but meaningful precision strike capability and drone warfare kept improving in Ukraine. Energy-intensive firms should treat Hormuz disruption as a live tail risk, stress testing fuel, shipping, insurance, and supplier continuity, rather than assuming naval deterrence holds. The defense signal from Ukraine is that cheap drones, incremental range gains, and rapid battlefield learning are reshaping deterrence faster than procurement systems can adapt. Business schools should update strategy and operations teaching around asymmetric technology adoption, defense industrial capacity, dual-use supply chains, and the managerial challenge of scaling innovation under pressure. China-US tensions now extend beyond trade and chips into space, influence operations, and AI governance, with one source framing the moon race as a strategic contest rather than symbolism. Companies with aerospace, telecom, energy, semiconductor, or critical minerals exposure should map second-order dependencies before policy shocks, sanctions, or procurement nationalism narrow options. The macro signal from Jackson Hole coverage is that inflation remains more concerning than labor weakness, with full employment used to justify caution on rates. Finance and leadership programs should prepare managers for a higher-for-longer planning environment where capital allocation, wage strategy, tuition economics, and debt-funded expansion need more disciplined scenario work. A reported large bot network pushing claims that AI data centers strain household electricity prices shows infrastructure politics becoming a geopolitical battleground. Executives planning compute, energy, or permitting heavy projects should prepare for public opinion risk, local grid scrutiny, and foreign amplified narratives that can slow approvals even when project economics look sound. In positive developments, a former AI executive's biomedical startup framing is cautiously constructive. AI may accelerate disease research, but the practical signal is that better models must be paired with biological data, validation, infrastructure, and clinical translation. That wraps up your daily briefing. You've got this today. Go make it a great one.